hundreds of illegal immigrants charging the border, some actually ripping away razor wire, shoving soldiers, and running onto U.S. soil. It was a very shocking, chaotic scene last week that essentially further illustrates the need to protect our borders and at the same time how the Biden administration policies are fueling this frenzy. In fact, a spokesman for Texas Governor Greg Abbott just recently telling the New York Post, quote, "The surge today in El Paso is the direct result of the unsustainable chaos President Biden has unleashed on the border." This group that we're talking about here was eventually stopped by a much larger wall just past the razor wire fence where they were detained. But joining this to discuss this a bit further is Michael Letts. He is a law enforcement veteran with over 30 years of experience under his belt. He's also the president, founder, and CEO of Invest USA, an organization that provides bulletproof vests to police officers throughout different various charitable groups and sponsorships. And he's joining us live right now. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. It's always a privilege to be with you.
Yeah, I love having you here. Really quick, for folks who did miss it, what exactly happened at the El Paso, Texas border last week?
Well, we had predicted this about a month ago. What they have done is they had a group that finally got big enough to push through the Texas National Guard and the barbed wire, that was there, and they went to the next phase, which was where the gates were at. Fortunately, we were able to contain them at that point, but it was very frustrating for the world literally to see that our armed forces could not stop this mass group of illegal immigrants. And the reason why they couldn't stop them, quite frankly, is because the Biden administration has issued such guidelines that you cannot carry firearms, can't obviously discharge a firearm, even though it's an imminent threat. And so they took advantage of it, and they overpowered them. And that is a very poor sign to be able to send to the world at large that America cannot defend its own borders.
Yeah, I could not agree with that statement you just made more, Michael. Something that I've really been thinking about, this scene that, again, unfolded last week in El Paso, this scene was captured by a lot of reporters. I'm sure a lot of folks have seen the video or what have you, but this really got me to thinking, how many other of these moments perhaps have occurred there along the southern border that we don't even know about, that we're not even hearing about, that haven't been captured by reporters?
Well, I can tell you this. This is not the first time. I'm in touch with the guardsmen down there, and of course, the state law enforcement and local sheriffs. In fact, we just got a request from a bunch of sheriffs there asking for more active shooter vests because of what's going on. Our people are at risk. We're actually putting them in harm's way. And I think it's reprehensible that we would ask America's young men and women to be in harm's way without being able to protect themselves and without the order being given to make sure that they hold their ground. Now, what does that mean? They should have had a couple Hummers with 50 cals on the top fire over the approaching gangs. Because remember, they're doing that to us all the time. We have drug lords that are firing across the river at night. We know that. I've been there. I've seen the tracer bullets. And one disbursement of that would have immediately shut that down. They would have all ran, I can guarantee you. But yet, we don't give them the ability to do that. And I think that's just reprehensible.
Yeah, we don't give them the ability, really, to do much at all. In some few cases, Michael, some illegal immigrants are arrested along the border. However, then they are kind of later released as they're pursuing, you know, asylum claims. What actually happens with those individuals? Do they simply just disappear into the U.S.?
They do. Unfortunately, you hit the nail on the head. What should happen is they should be immediately detained, arrested, and taken right back across the river and processed in their own country. Instead, they're brought in here, they're processed, and then, of course, since we don't have the ability to hear their case, they're allowed to go anywhere in the country and released.
Is this an example of why it seems the state of Texas feels like it needs to at least try to take matters into their own hands?
It's a great example, but I think it's not just the state of Texas. I think the entire American populace has gotten to the point now where we realize that we are going to have to defend ourselves and our families and our children.
Yeah.
But the federal government won't do it. And that is just a great indictment on this administration. But I think that what's more important is not just the statement that we made, but what you had said earlier. We are setting a stage for the world to see that if we do not correct quickly, will lead attacks and terrorism onto our soil because they don't think we can defend ourselves.
Yeah, exactly. Right now we're sending the signal, come one, come all. Our border is wide open. Michael, as always, love having you on. Really great insight. I'm sure we'll be checking back with you soon.
Thank you. God bless you. God bless America. Keep up the good work of letting the American people know, because together we're going to succeed.
Well, I need your help doing that. That is Michael. Let's love having him here on the program. A law enforcement veteran with over 30 years of experience. I would really also encourage you to check out. He's the founder and CEO of Invest USA. This organization provides bulletproof vests to police officers through a lot of charitable groups. A great organization, Invest USA.
Podcasts by Federated Media.